Just a few years out of law school, lawyer Kristen Hanna is president of the Tallahassee Barristers Association, a predominantly African-American lawyers group. Hanna says she's honored to have been nominated to lead, but when it comes to tossing her own hat in the ring, she's still hesitant.
Anything that's seen as bragging or trying to promote yourself tends to have a stigma attached to it.
Hanna says that's even though many female lawyers realize their humility can get in the way of professional success.
I actually just had a conversation with a group of girlfriends about the same issue, and it's something that we all laughed about, but that we all realized we need to overcome.
It wouldn't surprise her, she says, if an aversion to self-promotion partially explains why less than 19% of Florida's judges are women, according to the American Judicature Society. Florida Bar President Eugene Pettis, the first African-American to hold the post, convened the Diversity Task Force to try and learn why more women and minorities are not nominated to be judges. Bar figures show African-Americans preside over less than 7% of Florida's courtrooms. Hispanic judges wield fewer than 1 in 10 gavels. Pettis says when courts don't look like the public, there's a risk of losing respect and trust. Plus, Florida law requires commissions that nominate judges to reflect the population.
If we are committed to that, then we need to be intentional in our compliance with that. And it requires that we're conscious of that goal throughout the merit appointment process.
Judicial nominating commissions submit names to the governor, who has the final say. Academic research suggests more diverse commissions produce more diverse judges. But the reasons for that are complicated, says Stetson University law professor Chara Torres-Spellacy. For one study, she interviewed judicial nominators in several states, including Florida.
It takes some self-reflection to ask the question, do I find that this would be a good judicial candidate because of their own innate qualities or because they fit a archetype, if you will, of what I think a judge looks like?
She says people genuinely believe they're fair-minded, but research suggests an implicit bias might be lurking in their subconscious. Torres-Spellacy says she saw that bias firsthand when an elementary school teacher showed her class a photo of the 1950s U.S. Supreme Court.
And none of us picked up on the fact that they were all white and all male until she showed us a picture of what was then the current Supreme Court, which had Sandra Day O'Connor and Thurgood Marshall on it, an African-American. And so I think the bias that judges should be white and male is one that is picked up very early in childhood, and so it's very hard to dislodge even as an adult.
She says nominating commissions should make sure they reach out to minority and women's associations to make sure their members know about judicial vacancies. And Bar President Pettis says it's important for qualified lawyers to raise their hands.
I can't tell you the number of people that I have seen. Gene, you're right. I'm applying, and we need to apply. And that needs to be the commitment each and every year, each and every time, without there being a special call to action.
The task force is expected to issue its recommendations in late May. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.